Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier. It's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours of Community Connections. We have groups coming in to tell us what they're all about. And today it's my pleasure to have with me Annette and Wanda from the local CWA. And for those who don't know, it's a country women's association. They're well known for all their cakes and all the things they do. But we're going to hear more about them. So welcome to Annette and Wanda.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, Alan.
Good to have you along. Now, what? First of all, quickly, for those that don't know, what started the CWA? Why was it started in the very first instance?
Well, I think it was started in our area. It was really started as a facility for mothers with young babies because there was no support as they have today. Yep. So our rooms that we use were originally built as a baby health centre. And then the CWA ladies use that also as a central point. And so CWA was always to support originally the country women, but to support women and children.
So the idea of the baking and you're doing your Devonshire and teas, and that all came along as it progressed, is it? Like, that wasn't the original intention of starting it?
No, it was more to offer support and facilities for women in the country because many years ago they were very isolated. Yep. And it's grown into being a service organisation nowadays as well.
And how long ago did CWA itself start and where did it start?
I'm not exactly sure where it started, in the country somewhere obviously.
Yep.
But our local branch has been going for over 50 years, but there are some areas that's been going for more than 100 years.
So it's been a long time.
It has been a long time.
Was it something that started in Australia or did it start overseas?
Well, CWA as such started in Australia, but overseas they have different names for similar organisations.
Right, but the CWA, as we know it, is basically an Australian thing. Is it an organisation that's growing in numbers? I guess you always want more people, don't you?
It's not. It's like a lot of community organisations. It's not really growing at the moment. COVID didn't help that because people
it didn't help anything.
No, people tended to be more insular. But hopefully, in the months and years to come, it will start to grow again. But many community organisations are suffering similar problem.
Oh, I agree with that. The other thing is too is the fact that a lot of women now. Particularly, I'm talking the younger women now, have to work to help pay the mortgage. That would have affected...
Yes, that does affect that, yes, because when CWA first started, very few women were working and very few mothers worked.
Yeah. And also, I guess, particularly if it started in the country, a lot of them would have been on farms, as you say, so they wouldn't have been working anyway.
No.
And they
were working but not being paid for it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And I guess they'd be very isolated. You know, you're out on the farm and they only go to town sort of a couple of times a week, don't they,
And there was no social media in those days, so they were, you're right, they were very isolated.
Probably better off without the social with some of the rubbish that gets up on the social media. But I guess that, you know, and particularly as a young mum, if you've got particularly one or two children, dad's out working on the farm all day, mum helps milk the cows and that, she'd be a pretty lonely life, I would have thought.
That's right, yes, yes. So, you know, once a month, the CWA meeting was really the highlight of many women's month.
Mm. And let me ask, what extended them out from being just a meeting, I guess, once a month, to things like doing Devonshire teas and all that sort of stuff?
Well, I think just wanting to have other functions where they could come together, and also when there was a need in the community to raise funds, I think they, being a very responsible organisation, decided they could organise something and raise some funds that were needed elsewhere.
All right, look, I'm keen to learn a lot more. We haven't heard from Annette yet. She's just sitting there nodding her head. Annette, do you still just have your monthly meetings and then all these other things are add-ons?
Well, talking about the monthly meeting, we have quite a theme for our monthly meeting. We usually have our collect at the start of the meeting, And then we collect. We have a little saying that we right. quote before we start our meeting.
Yeah.
And then the meeting consists of the normal meeting sort of things, the correspondence and the financials and so forth.
Yeah.
And then we've got various officers in our branch and they report on different aspects of CWA. So we have a magazine officer, so they give us a report on what's been in the magazine. We have an international officer, so the international officer gives a report on the country of study. This year the country of study has been Malaysia, so we, our branch is inclined to treat it a bit like planning for a trip, and we look at the climate and what we need to pack to wear and what we might eat when we get there, and the money conversion, and we sort of have a bit of fun like that, and in that way we learn about the life in that other country. Our vegetable this year that we're looking at is the potato. So
well, I love potatoes.
We talk about the potato business industry in Australia, and we share some recipes and consider how to store and keep potato.
Well, I mean, the CWA have always been famous for cooking, haven't they?
Well, you keep getting back to the Devonshire teas, but as we say, we're more than just scones. we've not long come from the field day. We've just done the field day. And
I want to take that in a minute. I just need to take a quick break and we'll come back. back to Community Connections. And I should mention we just had Elvis, or the Elvis impersonator, that Matt Shaw will be back on Sunday night from 6 to 8. I've been doing a fill-in there for the last few months, but Matt will be back doing a show on Sunday night, so that'll be terrific. But we're talking to Annette and Wanda from the CWA. Now, I know that we've just had a field day down there in Wandon, and the CWA no doubt were involved with that. Is that right?
Yes, we were, and that was a group effort this time. There were five branches in the Yarra Valley group.
There's five?
Five. And so Wanda and I are representing Wanallaq today.
Yep.
I'm also speaking for Wandon as well, because we work pretty closely together. They're the day group and we're their night group. And there's a branch up at Hillsville called Tarawarra. And over in Monbog, we've got Monbog branch, and we've got Nighthawks, Monbog Nighthawks.
So why the you said down here that it's day and night. What some groups meet for lunch or something, do they?
No, some groups meet in the daytime, yep. And some groups meet in the evening. Oh, so we're a night group, we're an evening group, and the Wandon is a day group. So the five groups cooperate for the field day,
yep.
And that involves setting up the marquee, and the tables, and gearing everyone up to do some baking for the day. And this year we made scones, and we didn't do scones. You keep talking about scones. You got me thinking about scones now.
Hey,
<not
me.
laughs> We don't do scones on the field day.
Right.
I'll tell you about scones a bit later on.
Yep.
It was slices and cakes, and all of them were individually packed and labelled. And we are in partnership with a coffee van, and so conveniently
sounds
next
like
to each
a good
other.
Way to go to
yeah.
Me.
Well, this year it was very wet at the field day, and the coffee
on
van. Yes.
Yeah.
So on Friday, we were tucked right back in the back of the tent, and the ground was quite boggy underneath us, and we had a bit of a moat around the front of the tent. But there were a few families out, and kids were having a great time in the puddles, which was fantastic,
yep.
Free entertainment. And so we did reasonable sales, but we did much better sales on the Saturday when the weather was much improved. And
so how many scones would you have baked? And
well, we didn't do scones, but slices and that, oh, I've got no idea, because every branch delivered theirs on the day. But we had 150 pieces. So if you multiply that by five branches, you can see we had quite a bit. There was a bit left over, but there was good choice, and what was left over was distributed to Care Network, amongst others, in Monbog. So, you know, it served its purpose. It doesn't go to waste.
All right, so we've talked about that, but that's gone.
Yeah.
But I know that you've got a garden market day coming up, and I think it's about Saturday week, if I'm not right.
Yep. That'll be at Mont de Lancey, yep. running from 10 till 4. That's a joint venture with Wandon and Wanallaq working together. We'll have...
Now we're going to do the scones.
Now we're going to do the scones.
Right,
so we're doing scones there. A little bit, a tea party for people, and we've got our stalls will be there. We'll have two stalls. Wandon will have one, Wanallaq will have one, and we'll have our crafts and different things for sale on there.
I was just going to ask you that.
Yeah.
At these gigs, you also sell hand knitted material and that, don't you?
Yes, yeah. So there'll be craft stalls, and then there'll be kids' activities, there'll be markets of various crafts, and we're trying to sort of make a theme of handcrafted goods.
Most of your members knit those and all that, don't they?
Yes, yeah. So there'll be two stalls with CWA items,
right.
And then there'll be about, I think we've got about 21 stalls with all sorts of things. So, you know, jewellery, candles, soaps, plants. And our Devonshire tea, yes.
I just want to ask you a little bit more about that. So when you've got a store selling other things, is it just your members that do the knitting, and are they mainly knitted items that you sell?
They're knitted and sewn, and card making,
yes.
And
all sorts of things geared for Christmas gifts.
So what I'm trying to get at, your members are probably working almost all year on some of those things, aren't they?
Yes, some members are. Mm, yeah. Yes.
And there is a craft group which is also part of CWA, and that meets once a month in the hall, and that also draws in other members from the other branches, as well as some people who perhaps aren't CWA ladies, and they sit around the table and they do a they have a planned craft event. Michelle is the coordinator of that, and she has various projects that she prepares for, and so each month there's something that's happening.
We'll talk about if it's knitting, like you'd go along and they all just sit and knit at that time.
Sit and knit or stitch or whatever the project
and
is.
And then do some of your ladies take those projects home and then complete them at home, or it's just mainly done there?
Yeah, no. And so it's an opportunity to maybe learn a new skill or learn a technique of something. So there's that bit of teaching aspect as well as the social activity of being together and making things. So
I just want to go back a little, take a step back too. You did mention your meetings, which we sort of glossed over.
Oh, yes.
Because I thought I was going to have a cough. So with these, when you talk about, like, you're studying a country, you're looking at potatoes and all sorts of things, do you have guest speakers come along and talk on those subjects, or is it mainly, say, someone in your group has been to these countries, or how does that all come about?
Well, the various reports, like the magazine, the Country of Study, the potato, come from within our group, which are our members research and give some information about. But more often than not, we will have a speaker. So during the year this year, we've had representatives from Wheelchairs for Kids.
Oh, that's terrific. And Clayson's the one, isn't it?
Yeah, and we've had Oceania for Children, which was another one, which they bring children with severe disabilities.
Is that a Rotary project?
That's also a Rotary. Yes. And they bring them to Australia for surgery to correct various conditions.
We need to mention that too, because it's life-changing for those young people.
Absolutely. And it's quite often it's a long-term thing. Yeah. It doesn't happen overnight and then they go back. Yeah. It often means that the Rotarians have to accommodate and care for these people and maybe even their families.
And the other thing too is that in some of those countries they're ostracised because they do have a deformity.
Yes, so it changes their life when they go home again.
It's a terrific project.
We had Andrea Proctor come and speak to us about the history of botanical gardens. That was very interesting.
That'd be good. Yeah, that'd be interesting.
And as a result of that, some of our members went in to see the lights in the garden, which were was an event during the winter month.
Yeah.
We had Colin come and speak to us about the Oodnadatta Track. And he is a great yarn teller.
And he's been up there, don't
He's done it 11 times, I think.
11 times.
And he had some fantastic photos. So we've got Colin in our sights for next year as well for another talk.
He'd be right.
We have an international night. That feeds out of our country of study. So our last meeting, we had dinner together. So we came together a little bit earlier and some of our ladies cooked up different dishes.
Different countries,
It was to do with Malaysia. The theme was Malaysia, so we had that food and we had, to finish off, Wanda had prepared a lovely platter of tropical fruits. So we enjoyed that before our meeting and then we went into our meeting. We finished the year with Christmas dinner together and we do that with Wandon at, this year we're going to Rose Cottage in Monbog. And so that's how we plan our year.
All right, I'm going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. worries. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. No place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.
And that was Bobby McFerrin and Don't Worry, Be Happy. How could you do anything else but be happy on a day when we're going to get 24 degrees, we're now at 23 degrees. I mean, you've got to feel terrific. And the next song that's come out in the next bracket is Johnny O'Keefe, and he's going to tell us all about the sun's going to shine tomorrow. Except I think we're going to have a few showers. But anyway, we'll worry about that later on. Bulma, Wonder, you've been in CWA for quite a number of years. What made you join?
Well, my mother was a member of CWA. My grandmother was a member of a branch that used to be at Seville. So they always spoke about CWA and what they were able to get from it. And our local branch of CWA met in the room that was originally built as the Baby Health Centre Sisters. So when I had my first baby, I would go to the Baby Health Centre Sister. In those days, that was the only way of getting, you know, the child checked weight-wise, et cetera, et cetera. The system's quite different now. But quite a few of those other mothers that went along that you would meet while you were there were also members of CWA, so they encouraged me to join.
Oh, right. What about you, Annette?
I was invited along to a meeting by one of the other members. And,
you got caught?
Well, I went along and they had a guest speaker. I can't remember now who the guest speaker was, but I think I went because of the guest speaker.
Yeah.
And I was just impressed with the fellowship of the women there and the conduct of the meeting. And so I thought, oh, I could return to this group. You know, this.
So you didn't have, not like Wilma, you didn't have young children?
I'm only a fairly new member, really, aren't I? I've been there probably less than 10 years.
Oh, right.
So I just enjoyed the camaraderie, the focus of the group, their placement in the community, and what's not to love about the dear little hall and the history of the little hall? Actually, talking about the hall, we're currently having it painted. That was a grant application that group successfully made.
Yeah.
Federal grant, and it covered the painting of the hall inside and out. So that's in the process of being done. It just means we've had to move things out. So in our busiest month, we're not in our little hall. But anyway, other arrangements have been made.
Yeah.
And previously, we've had Rotarian assistance with extensions to the hall.
Love that, Rotary.
And currently, we have a volunteer who does the grounds of the hall as well. So the field day, the funds from the field day actually go to the hall committee fund, and then contributions from the tenants in the hall. Basically, we're a tenant of the hall, so we contribute to the funds for the hall, and that keeps it running.
I was going to ask you that. Like you said before, that you do fundraisers. All right, so that lot goes to the hall committee.
Hmm.
When you raise money, where does that normally go?
When the branch raises money, well, we've often given money to our guest speaker causes. So Oceania, Wheelchairs for Kids. We were to have had a Helmet and Honey Eater speaker this year, but that kind of got mucked up. But we sent money to Helmet and Honey Eater anyway.
The local state schools, they have various funds where they often need a little bit of extra money to help a family or a student.
Oh, good.
The local fire brigade. Various other community groups throughout the area. We've given hundreds of dollars over the years to all of those.
So when you're out, people out, seeing you selling your whatever it might be, scones or slices or anything, they're also contributing to the community as well, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes.
So all the money goes back there. All right, we'll take one more quick break and we'll be back with more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present and emerging.
And that, of course, was the great Johnny O'Keefe. Who can do much better than the great Johnny O'Keefe on a Wednesday afternoon? Greg might not agree, but great bloke. Anyway, Annette, you want to tell us about Walk of the Town?
Yes, one of our social activities that we engage in between our meetings is a little activity called Walk of the Town, Talk of the Town. And the idea is that we explore the town that various members come from. So we might visit Seville, Mount Evelyn, Sylvan, and whoever comes from that area gives a little talk in the, about the history and the features of the town. And we occasionally do a walk.
They don't always walk.
Well, more often than not, we settle with our coffee and our chatting and and apart from that, in our defence, it's been winter and it's been a bit wet, so we haven't always had
that
the opportunity
like
to walk.
That sounds like a poor excuse to me. Well, it sounds like an excuse, not a reason.
Well, yeah, anyway, so that's and that's a good way to learn about each other's town and a little bit more about the person themselves, how long they've lived in the area and some of their experiences of being at school there or being involved there. So it's just a good time to unwind a little bit and enjoy each other's company. And again, that's something that you can invite your friends to, something that we share as branch with Wandon. So we've had quite a group, haven't we? Up to about 12, 14 ladies come and we sit around and have a good chat.
And drink plenty of coffee.
And drink plenty of coffee, yeah. So, but at the moment...
Just let me ask you something. Something's just popped into my mind. So you go to... we won't pick out a town because I don't want to have a shot anyway. So you pick out somewhere you're going to go and you decide to have a coffee. Do you ever buy scones or do you say no?
Well, funny about that. We actually do. One of us will have a scone.
Yes.
And you sit there and say, oh, not as good as ours.
Well, that's possible. Yeah, that's possible. Sometimes we can be surprised. But there's nothing quite like our jam. You know, you've got to have the real thing when you have the jam. Actually, Wandon, Wanalek is, we're kind of known, or our signature product is our relishes and jams and chutneys. So we have them at the hall. And
they're all homemade, obviously.
They're all homemade.
Yeah.
And we're starting to do a bit more of a cook-up now. And as produce comes in, cooking up a bit more. At the moment, of course, we're preparing for the Garden and Market Day at Mont de Lancey on the 29th of October. So we'll have some product there for that. And then the next thing that we'll be doing is baking scones for the reunion that's happening at the Wandonyalik School, primary school. Yep. They're having a reunion.
Do you know the date?
So that's the 5th of November. So we need to produce a quantity of scones for them. And that's another project that we're working on as well.
And you were going to talk about a mural.
Oh, yes. One of our speakers was Mary. Mary's an artist in the area. And she was commissioned by the Historical Society in Wandon, I think it was.
Yes.
And she visited our branch and conferred with our members, talked about the history of our branches, and got a bit of a feel for what had happened in and around the hall and the activity of CWA since its inception. So she drew up some drafts of what her vision would be for the mural, and a number of us visited her at her studio. We talked about what she'd done, and she finally selected the images that she would use, and we were privileged to have the unveiling, the early unveiling, in the hall. She brought along and showed us what she'd done. It's currently having its graffiti coating on it, and that has to cure, and then eventually it will be mounted at the Wandon Station, railway station.
Old
Wandon railway station on the walking trail there, on the rail trail.
Yep. Which side, going from here, going down towards Lilydale, which side was the station, on the right or
on
the
right hand side?
On the right hand side.
And there is a parking area there, so you can turn into there and park. And it's got good access, so even people with disability could manage to get in there. There's quite a spread of murals along that platform area.
Yeah.
18 or 20 odd different murals celebrating different aspects of the local
and they're
community.
Up at Warburton and
that's right.
The
around,
way
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to the day when that gets installed and it recognises the work of CWA in the area. And it depicts everything from the early days when it was a infant welfare centre and mums pushing their prams up the hills and dales to get to the the health centre and some of the war effort. What else is on it? Our choir. We had a choir for a while. Part of the fundraising was a princess ball.
That's right.
And so there's quite a few different aspects depicted around the central image is the hall itself. So
so that goes up with?
I'm not sure when it's going up, but it'll be in the next little while. Yeah.
Up for Christmas.
So it's a fine piece of work. So we're very, very pleased to be represented there.
Sounds terrific. All right, we'll take another quick break and then we'll be back with more. And I'd suggest you get your paper and pencil ready, because if you'd like to join these ladies at the CWA, we'll give you all the contact details. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. The voice of the valley. We're at 7 minutes to one and 22 degrees. It's gone down a degree. I thought it was a 23. Yeah, it's come down. Anyway, we are heading for 24 degrees, but we'll tell you more about the weather straight after 1 o'clock news. I've got with me Annette and Wanda from the CWA now. If we've got ladies listening who decided this is a thing for me, how are they going to find out more, please?
Well, I can tell you about our meetings. The evening group meets on the fourth Tuesday of the month at 7:30 at the hall in Hunter Road. The day group, the Wandon group, they meet on the last Tuesday of the month. So you've got to remember that some months have got five weeks in them.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they meet on the last Tuesday of the month. And they meet in the daytime.
Yep.
I'll give you my number to contact me, and I'll field the calls to Wandon or
sounds good to me.
Our way. So my number is 0407 648 618.
That's 0407 648 618.
Yes. Yep. Now, if you're interested in craft, that happens on a Wednesday.
Yep.
And let me see. The theme of the craft group is Grow, Bake and Sew, and they meet on the, is it the second Wednesday? Must be the second Wednesday of the month, at the again at the hall.
Yep.
And it starts in the morning at 9:30 with morning tea, and craft starts at 10. And Michelle is the craft leader. But again, if you call me, I will field your call to Michelle. You don't have to be a CWA member to be attend that. You can come along. No.
Right.
If you're a visitor, it costs you $5. If you're a member, it costs you $3. But you would be most welcome. But not at the moment because the hall's being painted, remember?
So you've got to wait for that. Yep.
That's a craft group. And
and if there's other members in the community that are interested in joining CWA but don't live in Wandon, if they ring Annette, I'm sure she can put you in touch with the local secretary.
Yeah, because there are a number of them around the countryside,
exactly.
Aren't they?
Yes, yes. And they can even just Google CWA. Now, Wandon does have a Facebook page.
I was going to ask you that. You've got a Facebook page.
So they have got their Facebook page up. So if you search for CWA Wandon, you will find the group. You can join the group and you will get information about what's happening in Wandon and so forth. Of course, the last entry they've got there at the moment is, again, promoting our Gardener Market Day, which I just remind everybody.
Absolutely.
It's on the 29th of October, the Saturday, and it'll run from 10 till 4. It's at Montelancy Historic Homestead, and that's along on 71 Wellington Road in Wandon North.
Yep.
Now, it's going to have craft and plant stalls. It'll have wood turners, blacksmiths, restored machinery.
Alan, our scones and jam and cream.
Yeah. So it's $5 for adults, and children under 15 are free. And I'm hoping that it'll be a day like today and you will enjoy. Montelancy is a lovely setting, fantastic view, great spot.
Yep.
And so we're looking forward to welcoming you all there.
With the Devonshire Tees.
With the Devonshire Tees.
can't do better than that. Look, if a person joins the CWA, we'll say in Wandy Alec or wherever it might be, can you go to other ones as well? I mean, do you have any to do with each other, or is each one just its own little pod?
Well, we're our own group, and I'm sure we'd be welcome anywhere you went. I mean, if you were on holidays up at Echuca or Shepparton, when you can get back up there again, I'm sure you could visit the groups up there.
Because I'm sure there's one in Mansfield I saw.
Yes.
Oh, no doubt.
One in Yay. Yes, they're all around the state.
Yeah. And do they all do the same thing? Like, are they all... I know I keep laughing about the scones, but and I know they all do the scones, but do they all do the craft and all that stuff as well?
Most of them.
It's a fairly common theme. We have a magazine comes out every 2 months.
Yep.
And that often, well, it always has.
That's
reports.
Not just out of your group?
No, this is the Victorian State. Victorian Country Women's.
Yep.
And there'll often be country reports in here of different activities. If we've done something, for instance, when the mural is installed, we will have an article and a photo about that event, and we'll send it in to head office, and that will go into our magazine.
So if, for instance, if you got that magazine and saw something was coming up at Mansfield or Yay or something like that, you'd be quite entitled to go to
those as well,
wouldn't you?
Yep.
Yes.
So is it cost per year to be a member of CWA?
It's $82 to be a member
that's
of CWA.
Mm-hmm. That's
that
true.
Includes
and that includes your magazine. And then in between, we get this every 2 months as a magazine.
Yep.
And then in between, we get an electronic version of a short version of what's news.
Well, that's
so,
all right. Well, $82
keep in
a
touch.
Lot of money. I mean, a lot of groups for $300 and $400 a year.
Yeah.
All right, so if you heard today something that you're really happy or would like to be part of CWA, 0407 648 618. 0407 648 618, and then it will be only too happy to take any thing you want to ask, answer anything that you want to know, and be only too happy for you to join.
Yes.
Thank you, ladies. I've got to go. The news is knocking on the door. Thank you for coming in, and we look forward to talking to you again sometime next year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.